Hey, has lichen sclerosis messed with your relationships? You know, partner, family, friends, even at work? Then you need to join us at the Holistic Healing Summit this May 13th to the 17th, because we're bringing all the experts. We're going to be talking about intimacy, sex, as well as how do you talk to your family, friends, provider, boss? All of those things. And this is a free event, live, virtually, so you can catch it anywhere in the world, May 13th to the 17th, from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. We've got sessions going on all day. Get more information at lssupportnetwork.org/WHS. That's lssupportnetwork.org/WHS.
Hey, welcome. Thank you for coming to listen to the Lichen Sclerosis Support Network. This is your channel where we learn about and live with lichen sclerosis. This week, we have an amazing surprise. We have been working on something really special for you for over a year, honestly, yeah, it's about time. So today I want to ask you, have you lost your self-confidence since your diagnosis? Has your libido just plummeted? It's non-existent. Have you lost that desire to have sex? And are you looking for a sexual rebirth? If so, this is the video for you. So I'm joined with my good friend, Jacqueline from the Lost Labia Chronicles, and our illustrious guest, Shauna, which if you don't know Shauna, she was a speaker at last year's Holistic Healing Summit. She did an awesome session on 5 mindset shifts you need to do to get on the road to reclaim your sexuality. Thank you so much for joining me, ladies. We are so excited to finally unveil this program. So Jacqueline, I know you have had issues in the past around sexuality. Let's dive in a little bit deeper just to give people a little bit more background.
Yeah, of course. So my sexual health was greatly, greatly impacted by lichen sclerosis. So my symptoms started when I was in my early 20s. And how this presented for me and my body was that I would get a lot of pain with insertion. So whether inserting a toy or a penis into my vagina, there would be a lot of burning and a lot of stinging. And as the LS kind of progressed throughout the years, I started tearing as well. I would tear primarily around the perineum and the opening of the vagina, but sometimes I would also tear around the lower part of the labia minora and the clitoral area. So obviously that was quite distressing for me to kind of go through that. But it also really affected my relationships. As somebody who's 20 years old, we're not really taught, we're not really given tools on navigating relationships, period, right? No one kind of teaches us how to communicate. But then when you add a chronic condition on top of that, it gets extra challenging. And so, I lost some relationships because I just didn't know how to talk about it. And it was frustrating for everybody. No one kind of understood. That's kind of where I was. Definitely my relationships struggled a lot. And then when I was 31, I got my LS diagnosis and my sexual health crashed and burned, because now it wasn't just the pain. Now I was dealing with my libido had completely disappeared. I had no more desire for any kind of sexual intimacy, even non-penetrative sexual intimacy. It was just I wanted to be completely closed off from all of that and I wanted nothing to do with it. I also started developing a lot of fear around sexual intimacy, and not just penetrative sexual intimacy, also just in general. I was terrified. I didn't know what to do now and how to navigate that space with this new diagnosis that I knew very little about. And then another thing that really struck me was I started to really have a complicated relationship with my vulva. So for me, it was a lot of shame, a lot of embarrassment. I hated the way it looked. I felt so embarrassed and so profoundly unattractive. So if we're talking about feeling sexy and feeling confident and good and strong in our bodies, that was not me. It was the complete opposite. And so this was all really brought on when I was kind of diagnosed with lichen sclerosis. Kathy and I, both being at the forefront of the LS community and talking to people with LS in the LSSN membership and LSSN's virtual meetups, when I do one-on-one support calls, and when we're talking to folks in the kind of Facebook and Instagram spaces, one thing that we find a lot is that doctors don't talk to us about this part of lichen sclerosis. They don't ask us about our sexual health. And when they do, and we mention it, if we're like, hey, I've got these sexual health issues, they're like a deer in headlight. They are like, oh, nope, I don't want to talk about this with my patient. Oh, no, like, let's send you out the door. And importantly, when we talk about sexual health and lichen sclerosis, there's kind of two main branches, right? And so one is the pain branch. And that is, you know, they can kind of work in that space by referring you to a pain specialist or a vulvovaginal specialist and also have you work with a pelvic floor PT. But then there's that other branch. And this is the branch that they really don't touch. And that branch has to do with libido. That branch has to do with relationships. That branch has to do with, you know, communicating and going on the dating scene again and, you know, working through what it means to be a sexual person, what it means to have your sexual identity when you have a chronic condition. And so we found that there's this huge need in our community for tools and resources to help support us with that branch. And so with that, Kathy was like, I think I know who I need to talk to start building up and working towards creating something to fill that need.
I always tell Jacqueline, the world puts the people that I need in my life at the time that I need them. And I had just been introduced to Shauna by another LS member, and we had talked, and I'd been thinking about these issues, right? The community, about the sexual health need of the community. And while I was talking with her, I said, hey, what do you think about this? And so I want to introduce you to Shauna. She is, like I said, amazing, but I want you to hear it for yourself. I'll let her tell you a little bit about her work, and then we're going to tell you about what we came up with together.
Absolutely. Kathy, thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here today. I'm really also so grateful, like Kathy was saying, that we were brought together. It's definitely a partnership that feels really exciting on both sides. So my name is Shauna Farbaugh, and I am a certified somatic sex educator. So I'm going to share a little bit about my background. And the reason I do that is because I make a living talking about sexuality. And I always like to tell people that I actually went to school for this. I'm like, not making it up. So I've been a professional sex educator since 2008. I did my first sex education certification in 2007 with San Francisco Sex Information. I have additional certifications from the Institute for the Advanced Study of Human Sexuality, the Somatic Sex Educators Association, and I'm certified by the American Board of Sexologists. So this is what I do. And the reason I'm really excited about what Kathy and Jacqueline and I are here to share with you today is that at some point in the arc of my training, about, you know, halfway through my sex ed career, when I started doing these trainings that are specifically somatic sex education. And so we're doing these trainings and we're talking about the body all the time and the body. And at a certain point, I realized we were only talking about certain bodies. And specifically, we were talking about like bodies without any health concerns. And I got really curious about that because the reality is most humans, as we navigate life, our bodies change. Things come up for our bodies. So what happens to our bodies and our sexuality when we're navigating an illness or an injury? And the reality is what I've found is that all of those things have a profound impact on our sexuality, but no one talks about it. So I decided that that's what I wanted to talk about. So that's one of the reasons I'm really excited about what we're here to share today. The other thing is that I really believe healing and change and transformation are really hard to do alone. And this program, I mean, we're putting it together here in a team. I'm so excited to be with Kathy and Jacqueline here and really like to be a part of the LSSN community where you all have each other. And so we have the opportunity to have these conversations, to address sexual concerns, and we're not alone. We get to do that in community. So that's also something I'm very, very passionate about.
Yes, I love it. Yeah. Like I said, Shauna was placed right on time and we started working on this program. So let's tell you about this. We are so excited to finally announce the Get Your Sexy Back program. We came up with this and we worked on it for months. And so we know that this is something the community needs. You're going to have live sessions with Shauna every other week with a community of people who have lichen sclerosis, right? Where else are you going to have an opportunity to learn with other people who have your condition, who understand and have walked that journey too? I mean, you're going to have not just the richness of Shauna's expertise, but the richness of the community and what they are learning, what tricks and tips they might pick up along the way and share with you. And then when you are struggling, you have someone right there that you can ask. And you're also going to have a private membership off of social media, no distractions. This space is specifically for this program. And you're going to be able to ask questions 24/7. You're going to have access to Jacqueline and myself. You're going to be able to go back and watch the replay of your live session. So if you miss something or you want to go in deeper, you have that option. And so this is a 20-week program. And we did that on purpose because we want you to have time to practice the lessons. We want you to be able to have time to really let it sink in and become a part of you. Do that deep work so that you can then build off of it at the next lesson, because this is a progression. I like to think of it as like, I love butterflies. So when you come in, you're going to be, you know, a caterpillar. And then as you transition throughout the weeks, you're going to come out as a new, beautiful butterfly with a sexual rebirth that you are just going to be like, ah, I see my wings. They are beautiful. So, you know, Jacqueline and I are all about community. And I know she has really strong feelings about this too.
I sure do. And yes, we are really big on that community piece. And I think one of the reasons why community is so important is that because lichen sclerosis can be a very isolating condition to live with, because it affects our genitals, a lot of us are afraid or embarrassed or, you know, just don't feel comfortable talking to others. So they just kind of sit alone with their, you know, mental health and sexual health, and they bottle that all up inside, and they feel like they're the only person in this world that's going through that. And as someone that has felt that myself and thought that, it's a really terrible thing to feel. And community itself, just being in a community of others who are experiencing similar things, that alone can be very, very healing for your sexual health and your mental health. And so when we're talking about kind of the struggles that our community goes through, we are definitely talking about libido. That has got to be the number one thing that folks are like, yes, this is a huge issue for me. Ever since I got diagnosed with lichen sclerosis, you know, they'll say, it's like, I feel nothing down there anymore. I don't want anything to do with it. I mean, I do, but I don't. And I don't know what to do about those conflicting feelings. It's impacting my relationship. Some folks, you know, it really deeply affects their relationships. For others, you know, they're like, I guess I'm going to be alone for the rest of my life, because now they're afraid to date because they don't have a libido. They don't know how to have these conversations. And again, a lot of us, there's also a huge need to learn the tools to communicate with others about our sexuality, about our sexual needs, and also about our lichen sclerosis. Communication really is at the heart of sexuality, but we're not taught this. We're not taught how to communicate with other people. And so this is a big thing that folks in our community struggle with. It's, how do I talk to my partner or my partners about this? I don't know what to tell them. A lot of people say, I don't feel sexy anymore. I don't feel attractive. I just feel so like, ugh, like ick, you know, like they lose all self-confidence. And a lot of that is tied to how their vulva looks, and a lot of shame and embarrassment about that. That's definitely a big piece. I mean, the amount of times folks have come on to calls and they're, you know, in tears and talking to Kathy and I about how upset they are by the physical appearance of their vulva, and how they feel like no one's going to want them and their partners are going to leave them and all of these things. These really, really impact us. And so does fear. Fear is another big one. A lot of people are worried about, how do I start being sexual again? How do I start exploring my sexuality? Do I want to? And what is okay for me? How do I know what's okay? How do I know that this is a good feeling and that I want this? There's so many things that we're just struggling with, and we're kind of like we're all in the ocean and we're like, hello, save me. I need somebody to kind of give me a hand and give me the tools that I need to start working through this so that we can kind of step into our power as a sexual person again, whatever that looks like for you. And that's going to look different for all of us. But to really reclaim that and redefine it for ourselves apart, you know, forget what society says, you know, your sexual identity should be. How do we reclaim that for ourselves? And so these are things that I struggled with in the past, and some of these I still struggle with. So I, for one, am incredibly excited to be a part of this program because I need some of this stuff too. So I am so excited to go through this curriculum. It is fantastic, y'all. Like, this curriculum is chef's kiss. So I'm thrilled to be a part of this, and I hope to see some of you in there too. And then I hope to communicate and connect with you in our private membership.
Absolutely. Like Shauna says, sex is a learnable skill. And so she is an excellent teacher, and I'm excited to bring her to the community. So Shauna, how about we go a little bit into some of the lessons and let people know what's in store?
Yeah, thanks, Kathy. So a little bit of an overview. And what's exciting is I so appreciated hearing Jacqueline kind of name like these concerns that so many people in the community are holding. And really, like, that's what we invited to guide the creation of this curriculum. So our intention is to really like address all of those points. And, you know, what I'm excited about is I think that we do that in a really like broad and holistic way. So a piece of where we start is just, what does it mean to orient to pleasure and to broaden our definition of pleasure? Sexual pleasure is one kind, and sometimes that's not accessible. So what happens when we start to really explore, what does pleasure mean in our lives? What does pleasure feel like in our bodies? And what happens for us when we start to actively choose pleasure everywhere we can? That's something that I just love sharing with folks. And that's where we start. Why do we want to do this work? Because we want more pleasure and we deserve pleasure. So we start by really diving in, and what does it mean to start choosing that in an accessible way? Other big pieces of the content, we do a lot of work around connecting to our actual desires, our yes and our no. We're going to spend some time getting reacquainted with our genitals. We'll spend some time on having conversations about sexual communication and looking at that in a really balanced way, because for some folks that means, how am I going to communicate about what I want sexually, what I need to feel safe sexually, navigating living with Lichen sclerosis and being the sexual person that I am and want to be in a relationship. And others are navigating that while we're dating, and the concerns are slightly different, right? So we're also going to address kind of all of those pieces. And we have some content that we talk about as dating and disclosure. That's a big concern, not just for folks in the Lichen sclerosis community, but really in chronic illness community in general, which is a community that I'm also a part of. Also, that big piece about like libido, like where did it go? So there's a lot of work we get to do around that. And I get really excited because there's all these really practical skills. It's like Kathy shared that one of my favorite things to say is sex is a learnable skill. Most of us just haven't been taught that. So, you know, when we want to kind of like reconnect to our eroticism and reignite our libido, there's actually very practical tools that we can start to engage with to do that. I'm kind of an analogy person. Some people are, some people aren't. But if you like images or analogies, this might be helpful or pleasurable. But I like to say that like our eroticism, like, or our libido is like a little fire. And it's actually like, you know, for many of us, it's connected to just our energy and our being alive. And so, you know, if you think about like, if you've ever built a campfire or seen a fire on TV, you know, sometimes like the flame disappears and it looks like the fire's out. But sometimes if you like poke around, you can find just the tiniest ember. And if you nurture it a little bit, some air and some tiny twigs, we can get that flame relit. And that's the analogy that I use for libido. For most folks, even when it looks like the fire is out, it just needs some tending. And part of this program is offering some of the tools to tend that fire so we can get that fire reignited. And when it lights back up, you're going to have a better sense of what it is that you want to do with that fire, what's pleasurable to you, who you want to engage with, yourself or others. And we'll really, you know, by the end of the program, our intention and our confident belief is that you will be, as Kathy said, I love the image of the sexy butterflies. We're going to have to do something with that at the end of the program. It's just a swarm of sexy butterflies just we're going to release into the world.
Oh my God, I love the butterflies. Listen, this is going to be a small, intimate group, 10 to 15 people max. So you do not want to miss this, okay? Do not wait. And if you were working with Shauna one-on-one, you're going to be talking about, for 10 sessions with her, over $4,000. You're talking about the private membership. And here's the cool thing too, what we did, even though the group is going to be run for 5.5 months, we're going to keep the membership open till the end of the year. So even when this is over, you're still going to have access to your group mates. So you can talk about what it is after, right? What you're learning, how you're growing, and talk about that new sexual rebirth. What does that mean for you? And then also inspire what it could mean for them and what theirs can mean for you. So membership, you're talking about this, that's a $50 a month value. So overall, this program is valued at over $5,500. Okay. But we have a deal for you. For the first week that we have this program open, we're going to be offering it to you for $1,200. That's it. That's it. And if you need a payment plan, we got you. 4 equal payments of $300 and you're in. We got you. So again, we're only doing no more than 15 people. That's it. If you miss out, you got to wait till next year. Okay.
And the early bird special is only on for 1 week.
1 week. And next year, that's a long time to wait for your sexual rebirth. I want you to be having some good sex by Christmas, okay? After our early bird special, the price is going to go up to $1,500. So that's a $300 savings. That's one payment, okay? We want you to do this program. So April 3rd to April 9th, you can get in for $1,200. After that, April 10th, it's $1,500. So do not miss out. You want to go to lssupportnetwork.org/sexybeck. Why? Because you about to get your sexy. Okay. It's coming home. All right. That's right. Do not miss out. Right, Jacqueline?
Amen. Amen. This is such a unique program that is not offered anywhere else, especially one that is geared for folks with lichen sclerosis. Let me tell you, if this was available when I was diagnosed, no hesitation. I would have been like, we'll figure out the payment plans. We'll figure this out. I got to sign up. I got to get in there, because sexual health is mental health and mental health is sexual health. And your sexual health, your mental health, it matters. It matters so much. And this is such an amazing opportunity to learn and grow with an Ellis community and learn from, you know, a certified somatic sex educator. How often do you see programs like this out there? Almost never. And again, the doctors, they're not giving us this information. They're not going to be the ones to provide us with their tools, right? They're not going to tell us, this is how to talk to your potential partners. They're not going to talk to you. I mean, even libido, they barely talk to us about that, right? So these are a lot of things that we can't get in a doctor's office. It's such a wonderful experience to go through. And again, I think a really important piece of this is that community. We get to honor and witness each other. We get to honor and witness each other's growth from that caterpillar to the cocoon, to the bursting out of the cocoon. And what a beautiful thing to watch that in other people. And again, LS can take so much from us. It takes away a lot of that control. And this can kind of put some of that control back into your hands. You get to decide what sexuality means for you. You get to create your own sexual rebirth. It's going to look different for everybody in the program. And that's okay. That's a beautiful thing. Sexuality is diverse and something to be celebrated. So absolutely head on over there. Sign up now. Take advantage of that early bird special, okay? Because that's 1 week. And that is an incredible deal. We're talking about over 70% off. Don't sleep on it. Sign up today. We all, the three of us, cannot wait to see you in there and to grow with you and to learn together.
Yeah. I mean, I wanted to jump in. I wanted to build off what Jacqueline was saying. Like, you know, we talk about this in sex education a lot. The reality is like, doctors don't get training in sexuality. So I'm a nerd and I have all this research about like why doctors don't talk about sex. But one piece of it is because they actually don't have the training. They actually don't know. And that's why the world needs sexuality educators and the world needs this program, right? And the other thing I really wanted to say is, as people are feeling into this, I just wanted to repeat like really clearly, like what folks really get in the program, right? So this is, you know, it's a 5-month community experience. In those 5 months, we have 2-hour live sessions every other week. So every other week, we spend 2 hours together sharing the curriculum that I've created, sharing our experience, and not just talking about things, but really like learning skills and practices and building some capacity together. In the off weeks where we don't have that session, you're going to get extra practices for me. So like some more ideas, more things to play with, so that there's always something that you can be exploring. And so every week of the program, there's something new to experience and play with. And then throughout that whole 5-month experience, you have access to your group members in this private community 24 hours a day. You have access to each other, Kathy and Jacqueline are in there all the time, checking in, adding thoughts. I can jump in there anytime somebody needs me. So like, you know, to really be clear about like all these pieces, because it's a lot.
Mm-hmm. It definitely is. And so just to let you know, the first live session is on June 8th, and it's going to be from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 6 p.m. Pacific. We tried to come up with a time that would be okay with all of the time zones. And again, it's every other Thursday, which we did that on purpose as well. It's important that you are at these live sessions so that you can practice with your group, so that you can be there with Shauna so she can help walk you through and help you make some of these connections and some of these realizations that are going to change your thinking, right? And so we want to make it so that, yes, it's a time commitment, but we also understand that people have families. People can't be every week. And so not only are you going to have that extra off week to really take it in and go deeper with those extra practices and instructions from Shauna, but you also have a little bit of leeway with your time. So it's every other Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 6 Pacific. And it's going to run all the way until October the 12th. But again, the community is going to be there all the way to December 31st.
Which is great, because if you're a slow processor like me, you like to review materials more than once. Like for me, if I just sit into one class, I forget, a lot of it slips my mind. So I need to kind of go back. Like replays for somebody like me is absolute gold. So this really gives you the time to really let everything sink in, to revisit maybe some sessions where you're like, oh, I was a little uncertain or I'm a little foggy there. You can go back and kind of rework and all of that. So
yeah, absolutely. So April 3rd to April 9th. lssupportnetwork.org/sexyback. Go there. You can learn more about the program. You can learn about the lessons, get more information. And if you have more questions, even after you read all of that, we got you. Hit us up at support@lssupportnetwork.org and we will get you the answers, because we do not want you to miss it. Only 15 people. That's going to go fast. And we have a payment plan.
So I do just want to mention a quick disclaimer about, you know, kind of what to expect, what not to expect, and what we can't work with. So let's go back to when I was talking about those two branches of sexual health with lichen sclerosis. So one was the pain component. So this program is not here to address that pain component. We're not going to be working with dilators. Nobody here is a medical doctor. There will be no prescribing of pain medications. So for that aspect, it's really important that you talk to your doctor and get referrals to pain specialists and to pelvic floor PTs, because that's not what we're going to be addressing in this program. So if that's what you're looking for, that's going to be our conversation with your doctor. We're talking about that other branch, that more, the more mental health aspect of sexual health and sexuality. That's what we are kind of diving into to really just help you reclaim your sexual identity and to feel empowered about your sexuality, even if you have lichen sclerosis or other chronic conditions. Like I don't just have lichen sclerosis, I have other chronic conditions as well. And I know that these tools transfer over very well. So if you're like, I have lichen sclerosis and something else, then this is also going to be a phenomenal program for you to go through.
Absolutely. And that's the other beautiful thing when we were going through the lessons was that this doesn't just pertain to sex. This pertains to how you carry yourself at work, how you carry yourself with other people, the confidence that you are going to feel and the empowerment of how you honor your body and your yeses and your no's. Those are lessons that are going to surpass the bedroom or wherever you decide to do it. No judgment. But seriously, yeah, some of these are like life lessons. Like really, one last time, make sure you head on over to lssupportnetwork.org/sexyback. I always want to like do the faith, the head and the-
Do it, work it.
Sexy back, because we are going to help you get your sexy back with this amazing program. Early birds only from April 3rd to the 9th, $1,200, 4 easy payments of $300. You got this. And then from April 10th, it's going to go up to $1,500. So get in there early, 10 to 15. That's it. No more. Okay. And these are private sessions, private community, 2 hours with a sex educator every 2 weeks. This is a commitment. This is not just a fly-by-night course that, you know, some videos that somebody made. No, we getting into the nitty gritty, okay? We gonna get your sexy back. We ain't playing. So, all right, ladies, thank you so much. I'm so excited. We finally got to unveil this amazing program, because we're gonna change lives. I know it. we're going to change lives. So I want to see you in there. I know Jacqueline wants to see you in there, and we want to see you talking to Shauna, doing the work, and coming out beautiful butterfly. We'll talk to you later. Bye.